what's up, guys? This is the Lucas and Michael show. I'm Lucas.
I'm Michael Silva.
Well, we're coming to you today, and we're going to talk about the... Wait, what was it?
We're going to talk to you today about the three things that you can do to have the most productive day in your entire life.
Never do that again.
Okay.
This is supposed to be free-flowing and relaxing. Now I feel under pressure to have some sort of like professional voice.
Yeah. So.
Just kidding.
Three things that you can do to have the most productive day of your life. We put these together. These are our three things. You may relate. You may not relate. We'd love to hear what you have to say.
And you definitely use this in your own sense, right? We're going to generalize this and we'll elaborate on how our day-to-day lives run around these three simple basic necessities. But ultimately, if you can apply these to your life, it's going to make a big difference.
Yes. And once again, I like to remind all of our viewers that our podcast is unscripted, unedited, and we come to you raw doggin.
Raw doggin.
Yes.
We just got demonetized.
Whatever.
Who cares?
All right. So this is, should we just start off with our first three things and then we'll break them down?
How about you do this? You take the first one, I'll take the second one, and then we'll both close on the third one.
Okay, and then we'll go over them in detail.
Okay.
Number one of the three things that you can do to have the most productive day of your life is get... Actually, you know what? Before I say it, I'd like to state this. A lot of people think that in order to have a productive day, it's all the answers are within that day. You're going to notice that our three things, it's about the day before the day
you need to be.
Yes.
Prep work, prep work, prep work.
Prep work. To make your
life work.
Ooh, that
will and work that leads us into the first one, right? What is the first step?
Okay, the number one first step. Get organized.
Get organized. It's as simple as it sounds. And this is why we talk about this. This can be the days prior, the week prior, even the month prior, right? It's organizing what your life is going to look like. As simple as a daily basis. I mean, this was taught to me based off of religious mindset, military mindset. Wow, I'm congested.
Are you crying?
No, I'm just congested.
It's a touchy subject for him.
Back to it. Keep your house cleanly, right? If you have a cluttered house, you have a cluttered mind. If you have a cluttered life, you have a cluttered mind.
Yes.
So that's all going to the organization standpoint of it. Simple things as in making your bed every time you wake up. You may think it's stupid. You're like, why am I going to make it? I'm just going to come back and lay on it. But that simple step of you wake up, you make your bed, it will compound itself to bring more efficiencies to your day.
Yes.
Right?
One big thing for me, dude, is this, okay? My wife cooks dinner. I wake up the next day. I know that I have to clean the kitchen and I put it off until the week after that.
And it gets worse and worse and worse.
And it gets worse and worse and worse. But however, if I can get organized, that's why every single time that I do this, I always have a much more productive day because I don't need to think that I have to come home and clean the dishes. I don't need to think that it's on my mind. I don't need to think about the lawn that needs to be mowed. I don't need to think about all the dog toys that need to get picked up. I don't need to think about the floors that need to get swept. It's taking care of the day prior so that I know that when I go into tomorrow, I'm going to be productive.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I can focus on what's important for that day.
Before I go to bed, once I put the kids to sleep, I clean the house. I do. I sweep, I mop, I do the dishes, I run the dishwasher. That way I don't have to worry about it when I wake up. Granted, I go to work, but it's already done and I'm not at work thinking about the shit I got to do when I get home. Right? Exact same point.
Bingo. Number one, get organized. Lucas, tell us what number two is.
Number two. Oh, man. This one hits home with me because it's something that I struggled with for the longest time and I probably still struggle with. It's getting prioritized, right? Life hits us with you have to go to the grocery store. You have to pick the kids up from school. You have to go walk the dog. That's just life shit. But if you got to look at it as even work stuff, right? How do you prioritize tasks that you have to accomplish? That way you can effectively complete them in a timely manner.
Yes. So it's part of like getting organized. So so prioritize is number two, right? And number one was organized. So when you can get organized, you can get those little tiny things out of the way. You now can structure your day, what it's going to look like, stack rank it. Like, what is most important for you? Know when you're most productive. Typically for me personally, I'm more productive in the morning. So whatever my most important task is, I'm going to schedule that in the morning. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to go throughout my day.
And organized by importance, right?
Yes, I importance think that's important.
To time. I mean, let's change it to a work mindset, right? Come to work, you got a pile of shit in front of you. How do you organize it? I even time block. Time blocking is the biggest thing to prioritize. I'm in sales. My morning routine is first thing I come in the morning, it's paperwork time. The afternoon is talking to clients, taking on new clients, and then at the end of the day, it is my closing paperwork. That way, when I come into the next morning, any emails that happened through that night, I can then respond to first thing in the morning. Now, yes. And even on a personal level.
So you said you nailed on the head there. You said morning routine, prioritize. Okay, this is number two. This is to have a very productive day. Your morning shouldn't start by you waking up and looking at your cell phone, because what that does to you.
Hold up. I hate to cut your flow. Please, if you're listening to this, if it has not been called an epidemic yet, our phones and technology and social media is going to be an epidemic that has changed our day-to-day lives moving forward. Set a priority today to take that phone in the evening time or when you get home, put it aside. You need to take time away from that phone. Don't take it into your bed. You told me this, right? Don't take your phone into the bedroom. That is a special place for either rest or relaxation or intimacy with your partner. But do not take your phone into the bedroom. I hate to sidetrack like that, but I find it super important. That goes with all of these pieces.
Yes. No, that's a great call out. And, you know, I would not have touched on that if you didn't. So, yes. Good call out, the morning. So the morning routine, if you haven't read the book already, The Miracle Morning, I would suggest reading it, picking it up at Amazon. It's probably like $13. It's a great book, great read, very easy to get through. And he goes over these things called the savers. I'm not going to dive into that, but I'm going to tell you what I think is extremely important about having a morning routine. And that's this. When you wake up in the morning and you designate time to yourself, you're not being placed in a state of reacting.
Why is it important not to react to something?
Because when you react to the world around you, you forget about yourself. And yourself is the most important part to being productive. You need to feed your body with the energy that it needs every single day and every single morning.
How often do we react to things that get hit with us on a daily basis? How often can your day change because you're reacting to what is now placed in front of you?
If I had to guess, it'd be probably, if we're talking on a daily limit, hundreds.
Oh, it happens with me in my work environment.
I've looked at my phone four times on this one episode. Why? I don't know why.
That's habitual habit, and that's why I'm saying that this is not called out as an epidemic yet, but these little freaking technology things are going to be an epidemic here in the near future.
Yeah.
It is going
to. It's a great tool too if you know how to master it.
But you got to learn to control it. You have to prioritize. Again, we're talking about step two on how you have to prioritize those tasks throughout the day. You want to involve yourself in content? Do so. But you want to have an effective day? Again, one, you have to organize your tasks and make sure you have everything.
Clear mind. Right.
And then you have to prioritize those tasks as well in order of most importance to urgency on getting them done. And why we need to focus on these things is when we all get faced with random phone calls. Oh, honey, the kids are sick. You got to go pick them up. Oh, great. What am I going to do? I'm in the middle of my workday. How do I accomplish this? Guess what? It won't be so burdensome if you prioritize those tasks in order. Guess what? Now you're hit with something, or the boss comes in and says, I need those TPS reports by the end of the day.
Wow.
Yeah, I went there. you can prioritize those. That way it does not take away from your effectiveness throughout the day.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. We're talking about the three things that you can do to have the most productive day in your life. And we went over number one, get organized. Number two was get prioritized. And number three,
this may sound like it will go one way, but let us elaborate.
Get exercise.
Now, we're not just talking about, obviously, your physical fitness, your mental fitness, your emotional fitness are all important to our lives. But what we're talking about exercise is to...
Your body was meant to move. You're developed to move. Create some blood movement, some flow into the brain.
Motion will create emotion.
When has anybody said, oh man, I shouldn't have went to the gym because now I feel like shit? Unless if you lifted too much and you got hurt. But yeah. It's typically you feel like shit because you don't want to go to the gym.
Why do women like to dance? Because it gets them moving and it changes their mindset and mentality. Guys, pro tip of marriage, if you are ever in any type of situation with your wife that she's in a down mood, go ahead, throw on some songs and start dancing like an idiot in the middle of the living room and make her dance with you. Guaranteed.
Hey, that's actually a great point. You know, what's funny is Hannah was having a rough day one day and we went to the gym. Like, it was hard for both of us to get to the gym. And after our workout and our exercise, I looked at her, I was like, hey, you want to play some ping pong? And literally we played ping pong at the gym, right? And we forgot about everything. Like, we just played for 45 minutes and it was like the best, because it's like a state of, like, you know, it just takes your mind off of everything. Exercise.
Motion will create emotion. You have to exercise. And even more than that, execute, right? You have to execute.
One, two, three, preach.
Execute on those prioritized, organized tasks that you have set before your day, right? Number one, you're going to organize. You're going to have your life together before it even begins. Not necessarily. Everybody's life is a mess. But do the best service to yourself by organizing it prior. Two, you're going to prioritize those tasks. How are you going to accomplish the things that are set before you on a monthly, daily, or hourly basis? By importance and urgency. And three, you're going to execute and you're going to exercise all those things all at the exact same time. And these three steps are going to lead you to the most productive day
in your entire life. Ladies and gentlemen, that was a crushed episode in the matter of under 13 minutes. Oh, nope, just under 15 minutes.
Yeah, and you heard it here first on the Lucas and Michael Show. Again, my name is Lucas.
And I am Michael Paul Silva.
Feel free to follow us at Lucas LaFont.
Michael Paul Silva on Instagram, where you can see me on my blog.
Yeah, yeah.
Michael Paul.
Yeah, you better Silva.com. You better go check that out. Go ahead, smash that like, subscribe button to this. You can follow us anywhere on, I don't know, where. I mean, we just post this and it goes everywhere. iTunes, Spotify, Instagram, wherever you can listen to this. Show us some love. We love you guys. We'll catch you next time.
Goodbye. Peace.